HHD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or request of your smart speakers that it play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
1% of all federal revenue last month, but they haven't done much to improve the government's financial health. With a month to go in the fiscal year, the federal government's running a deficit of nearly $2 trillion, and it's had to pay out more than $1 trillion just to cover the interest on the growing federal debt. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Some 300 South Korean citizens are back home. They were detained last week in Georgia by U.S. immigration authorities. The workers were at a Hyundai electric vehicle battery plant. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports the plant has been championed by top Georgia Republicans.
Republicans in Georgia spent years building ties with companies in South Korea, culminating in Hyundai locating a multi-billion-dollar electric vehicle plant near Savannah. But the raid last week at the battery facility has put some Republicans like Governor Brian Kemp in a tricky position, says GOP strategist Brian Robinson.
He's got to, on the one hand, consider his politics in Georgia, but also he's got to make sure that the South Koreans feel appreciated and make sure that bridges don't get burned.
The raid is highlighting some tensions between President Trump's immigration crackdown and his push to reinvigorate American manufacturing. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
The United Nations Security Council meets today. Members will discuss Russia's incursion into Polish airspace this week. More than a dozen Russian attack drones flew into Poland. Some of these drones were shot down by Polish and NATO aircraft. On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are lower. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two students were arrested yesterday after a gun was found at Mays High School in Sedgwick County. According to the district, several students reported a possible firearm at the school. KSN reports police found the gun in a backpack and confiscated it. No injuries were reported. Two students were arrested and transported to jail. A third student who was involved was released into the custody of a parent. Kansas lawmakers say they intend to reverse budget cuts made to the state schools for the blind and deaf. Earlier this year, lawmakers imposed a 1.5% budget cut across several state agencies. That included the schools for the deaf and blind, which lost more than $300,000 from their budgets. KSNT reports some lawmakers didn't realize the schools would be included in the cuts and now want to undo them. Opinions about the Trump administration's plan to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture are strong, but little is known about how precisely the plan would be implemented. As Frank Morris reports, USDA has extended the comment period through the end of the month.
Basically, the USDA would spread more than half its positions currently in Washington among five cities, including Kansas City and Indianapolis, where the jobs would be closer to farmers and pay less. Karen Perry-Sillerman with the Union of Concerned Scientists says the USDA has already lost more than 16,000 employees this year, and the shakeup would trigger another round of departures.
When you make it hard for people to do their jobs on behalf of the American public, you lose those people, and we've seen this before.
In the first Trump administration, the USDA moved two agencies to Kansas City. More than half the employees quit, the agencies were hobbled, and ultimately moved back to Washington. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
The corn harvest in Kansas is off to a slow start. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports just 2% of corn has been harvested so far. That's down 11% compared to this time last year. Most of the corn in the state is harvested in September and October. KSNT reports this year's harvest has been hampered by recent rains and cooler than usual weather. The Trump administration will send $5.7 million in emergency aid to Kansas. That follows a request submitted by the entire Kansas congressional delegation. In early June, severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding ravaged several Kansas communities. The federal funds will also be used for hazard mitigation projects across the state. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, very summer-like. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Outlook for the weekend, sunny and hot. Saturday, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 68 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 69 degrees. Manhattan right now reporting partly cloudy skies, 71 degrees. Junction City, partly cloudy and 72. From KPR News in Lawrence, I'm Matthew Algio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
That person. And we have to realize that that's the only way that we are going to at least try to steer through this period. The other way is we got to get this guy. It's not just because the longer it takes, the easier it is for him to get away. His freedom right now, his ability to run, is creating oxygen for people to support him. So that's where we are right now.
Juliet Kayyem, former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, now a senior lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for joining us. We come to you on 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, a Nebraska prairie scientist spent 2 years photographing a single square meter of land and getting to know its hundreds of species.
A lot of my photography of insects, I try to show the face, and I often take it from the face forward, like they're looking at the camera, because I think that makes insects especially more relatable.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll hear how he hopes to open people's eyes to a vanishing ecosystem. Stay tuned. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, warm slash hot, high temperatures near 94 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 95 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, 27 years in prison for Brazil's former president after being found guilty of a coup plot, and the latest on the Charlie Kirk manhunt.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes
from NPR News.
Listen to be immersed.
Some Salvadorian rum, some horchata.
Listen to be transported.
After a 3-hour flight, you land in Guantanamo.
Flight attendants prepare for arrival.
Listen to get perspective.
And if that's what mattered, what didn't matter? What was just noise?
Listen to All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. Today, mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 68. The time is 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The search for the gunman who killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk is now in its third day. Last night, authorities released video and photos of a man they describe as a person of interest. NPR's Bobby Allen reports on the evidence so far.
Investigators recovered a rifle and unused rounds believed to be the shooter's, and that's now being forensically examined in a lab, along with palm prints and an impression from the Converse sneakers authorities say the shooter was wearing. Law enforcement gathered this from where the shooter escaped from the roof. Investigators will be putting this together with the surveillance footage and any useful public tips they have in hopes of identifying and locating the shooter.
Two Democratic senators, Chris Van Hollen and Jeff Merkley, are just back from the Middle East. They're condemning the U.S. role in Israel's offensive in Gaza, saying that it's complicit in the suffering of Palestinians. Van Hollen says Israel is systematically destroying the civilian infrastructure and starving the people.
From our trip, from our observations, from our firsthand accounts, it's clear that the Netanyahu government has gone far beyond targeting Hamas to imposing collective punishment on all the people of Gaza.
The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting today on the Russian drones that entered Polish airspace this week. Poland and NATO allies brought them down. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Lawrence School District and negotiators representing support staff have reached an agreement on a new hourly wage. Support staff include custodians, cafeteria workers, secretaries, and others who keep the schools running. The Lawrence Times reports the workers have accepted a $1 hourly raise. The district's original offer was 54 cents. Some workers will see even larger raises. The agreement also bumps up the lowest paid support staff to the next highest level on the salary schedule. A Kansas Senate committee studying government efficiency is considering the use of artificial intelligence to detect waste and abuse. Zane Irwin has more.
The idea is to use AI for things like processing payments and detecting fraud in Medicaid or unemployment claims. Rob Cohen is a representative from Accenture, a global tech consulting firm. He told Kansas lawmakers that new technology could also help the state get reimbursed faster for money spent on natural disasters.
AI can crank through thousands and thousands and thousands of items on an invoice in hours versus weeks and months, which it takes humans.
But lawmakers raised concerns about data privacy and mistakes made by AI. Committee members said they want to continue studying how other state governments use AI. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Two men have been arrested after scamming an elderly Kansas couple out of $120,000. According to the Saline County Sheriff's Department, the scammers pretended to be federal agents. The men told the couple their identities had been stolen and were being used to launder money. They demanded the couple pay $80,000 to cover non-existent court costs. After the couple made a second payment of $40,000, family members became suspicious and contacted the sheriff's office. The Junction City Post reports the two scammers were arrested after they showed up to collect another payment from the couple. They have been charged with theft by deception. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon around 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. For the weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 67. Topeka, partly cloudy skies and 68 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from
helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, Texas has seen an explosion in cases of typhus, a disease that can be fatal if untreated. Typhus was almost eradicated from the United States, but now it's making a comeback. We'll hear more in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn, September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon around 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Looking ahead to the weekend, sunny and hot. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly clear, 67. Manhattan, mostly cloudy and 71. It's 6:44.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the Steve and Edie of jazz, Frank Sinatra's favorite drummer, and a mambo band from Belgium. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning.
Where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. From Betterment, an automated investing platform that strives to make it easy to be invested. Learn more at betterment.com. Investing involves risk. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Prairie once covered nearly a third of North America. Most of it's gone now. Conservationists want to save what's left, and part of that work includes winning public support for these landscapes. From the Kansas News Service podcast, Up From Dust, Celia Yopis-Jepson talks to one scientist using art to achieve that goal.
Chris Helzer has studied grassland for more than... Restoring some land between them can connect those prairies.
Now species can move across back and forth between those prairies. You have larger populations, which are easier to keep around. So there's a lot of hope there for me. We know how to do that.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
You can hear the full story of Chris Helzer spending 2 years taking pictures of a small patch of prairie on the podcast Up From Dust.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. And the KPR Newsroom, coming up on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia today, The Hilarity Rag by James Scott for piano, plus Saga of the Prairies by Aaron Copland, and after 11, all kinds of chant, Anglican chant, Arabian chant, even Aeolian chant when John Williams' guitarist plays John Williams' composer. The Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, very summer-like high temperatures this afternoon, near 94 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 67. Topeka, partly cloudy and 68. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was inspired by B.J. Lederman. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. And you can listen online anytime, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. Mostly sunny today. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 67. Topeka, partly cloudy, 68. Manhattan, mostly cloudy and 71. It's 7 o'clock.
Harry founded in 2014 and still runs. This is Harry's second trip to Ukraine so far this year. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are down by about 100 points. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two students were arrested yesterday after a gun was found at Mays High School in Sedgwick County. According to the district, several students reported a possible firearm at the school. KSN reports police found the gun in a backpack and confiscated it. No injuries were reported. Two students were arrested and transported to jail. A third student who was involved was released into the custody of a parent. Kansas lawmakers say they intend to reverse budget cuts made to the state schools for the blind and deaf. Earlier this year, lawmakers imposed a 1.5% budget cut across several state agencies. That included the schools for the blind and deaf, which lost more than $300,000 from their budgets. KSNT reports some lawmakers didn't realize the schools were included in the cuts and now want to undo them. The corn harvest in Kansas is off to a slow start. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports just 2% of corn has been harvested. That's down 11% compared to this time last year. KSN reports this year's harvest has been hampered by recent rains and colder than usual weather. The Trump administration will send $5.7 million in emergency aid to Kansas. That follows a request submitted by the entire Kansas congressional delegation. In early June, severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding ravaged several Kansas communities. The federal funds will also be used for hazard mitigation projects across the state. Earlier in the year, the Trump administration provided $6.7 million in disaster relief to Kansas. A rematch of Super Bowl 59 is on tap Sunday afternoon when the Philadelphia Eagles visit Arrowhead Stadium to play the Kansas City Chiefs. Greg Eklund has a preview.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has reviewed the video from last season's 40-22 Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. At this point, he says it's more informational than emotional.
They played hard and did a great job of disrupting my timing, and so I have to learn from that, find ways to get the ball out of my hand, and then when the opportunities are there, I think that's something I did miss early in the game, is there was opportunities to make plays, and you got to make those plays, because if you don't, they're not going to allow those opportunities again.
The Eagles won their season opener at home against Dallas. The Chiefs are looking to rebound after their loss in Brazil against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff time for the Chiefs' home opener is 3:25 Sunday afternoon. I'm Greg Eklund.
Royals got beat by the Guardians in Cleveland last night 3-2. They're in Philadelphia to open a weekend series against the Phillies. That begins tonight 5:45. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 94 degrees. Tonight mostly clear, lows overnight around 70. Looking at the weekend, Saturday sunny with a high near 95. Sunday partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 67 degrees. Topeka is partly cloudy and 68. From KPR News in Lawrence, I'm Matthew Algio.
Support for NPR. Come on the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, a Nebraska prairie scientist spent 2 years photographing a single square meter of land and getting to know firsthand hundreds of species.
A lot of my photography of insects, I try to show the face, and I often take it from the face forward, like they're looking at the camera, because I think that makes insects especially more relatable.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll hear how he hopes to open people's eyes to a vanishing ecosystem. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 67 degrees. Topeka's partly cloudy and 68.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, 27 years in prison for Brazil's former president after being found guilty of a coup plot, and the latest on the Charlie Kirk manhunt.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. It's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. The time is 7:21.
Support for NPR comes.
Listen to be immersed.
Some Salvadorian rum, some horchata,
Listen to be transported.
After a 3-hour flight, you land in Guantanamo.
Flight attendants prepare for arrival.
Listen to get perspective.
And if that's what mattered, what didn't matter? What was just noise?
Listen to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Listen to All Things Considered on KPR. Begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Larson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon around 94 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 67. Topeka, partly cloudy, 69 degrees. The time is 7:30.
Saw him as inspiration.
Kirk was the head of a massive political organizing network and helped some folks decide to run for office themselves. Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna is 36 and says in many ways she got her start because of Kirk. She used to work for his group, Turning Point USA.
I am in office and owe my political career to Charlie Kirk.
Kirk had his critics, but within the MAGA movement, he was celebrated. And now many of his followers are calling for his memory to drive more young people into politics. Elena Moore, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Lawrence School District and negotiators representing support staff have reached an agreement on a new hourly wage. Support staff include custodians, cafeteria workers, secretaries, and others who keep the schools running. The Lawrence Times reports the workers have accepted a $1 hourly raise. The district's original offer was 54 cents. Some workers will see even larger raises. The agreement also bumps up the lowest paid support staff to the next highest level on the salary schedule. Opinions about the Trump administration's plan to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture are strong, but little is known about how precisely the plans would be implemented. As Frank Morris reports, USDA has extended the comment period through the end of the month.
Basically, the USDA would spread more than half its positions currently in Washington among five cities, including Kansas City and Indianapolis, where the jobs would be closer to farmers and pay less. Karen Perry-Sillerman with the Union of Concerned Scientists says the USDA has already lost more than 16,000 employees this year, and the shakeup would trigger another round of departures.
When you make it hard for people to do their jobs on behalf of the American public, you lose those people, and we've seen this before.
In the first Trump administration, the USDA moved two agencies to Kansas City. More than half the employees quit, the agencies were hobbled, and ultimately moved back to Washington. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Two men have been arrested after scamming an elderly Kansas couple out of $120,000. According to Saline County Sheriff's Department, the scammers pretended to be federal agents. The men told the couple their identities had been stolen and were being used to launder money. They demanded the couple pay $80,000 to cover non-existent court costs. After the couple made a second payment of $40,000, family members became suspicious and contacted the sheriff's office. The Junction City Post reports the two scammers were arrested after they showed up to collect another payment from the couple. They have been charged with theft by deception. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR at 7:34.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creators of the web series, Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, coming up in about 10 minutes. The latest news from the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th to 21st and 25th to 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. A few hot, sunny days in store for us in these waning days of summer. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly sunny, 68 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 69. Manhattan, partly cloudy, 72 degrees. Junction City's mostly sunny and 72. It's 744.
.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Prairie once covered nearly a third of North America. Most of that prairie is now gone. Conservationists want to save what's left. Part of that work includes winning public support for these landscapes. From the Kansas News Service podcast, Up From Dust, Celia Yopis-Jepson talks to one scientist using art to achieve that goal.
Chris Helzer has studied...
They're relatively close to each other.
Restoring some land between them can connect those prairies.
Now species can move across back and forth between those prairies. You have larger populations, which are easier to keep around. So there's a lot of hope there for me. We know how to do that.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
You can hear the full story of Chris Helzer spending 2 years taking pictures of a small patch of prairie on the podcast Up From Dust. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis is coming home to Kansas. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. It's next Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. It'll feel summery this weekend. Forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today with highs near 94. Tonight, mostly clear, lows only around 70. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 68. Topeka, mostly sunny and 70 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney+. Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m., tickets available at lead.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. News from NPR and KPR is next. It's 8 o'clock.
Mayor of Memphis, Paul Young. The assassination of political activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University raised concerns about security and free speech on college campuses. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Security experts have focused on the fact that the Charlie Kirk event was open air with no screening of spectators to get in. There's been speculation that whenever contentious ideas are involved, these open air events may no longer be feasible on college campuses. But Rodney Chapman, vice president of the International Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators, says campus police chiefs are not strangers to handling controversial visits.
I think outdoor events typically have greater risk. Does that mean that these will be impossible to have going forward? I don't think so.
But another former campus police chief tells NPR that this shooting may be, quote, a game changer when it comes to the degree of security that campuses bring to politically charged events. Martin Costi, NPR News.
More than 300 South Korean workers who were detained by U.S. immigration authorities have returned home. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. The workers were setting up a Korean-invested EV battery plant in Savannah, Georgia.
The workers arrived by chartered flight at Incheon International Airport outside Seoul, where they were met by crowds of family and friends, officials and journalists, and a few demonstrators protesting U.S. treatment of the workers. The workers were accused of working illegally. Many were in the U.S. on short-term visas that don't allow employment. To avoid a repeat of this problem, U.S. and South Korean officials say they'll discuss creating new visa categories and quotas for skilled Korean workers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two students were arrested yesterday after a gun was found at Mays High School in Sedgwick County. According to the district, several students reported a possible firearm at the school. KSN reports police found the gun in a backpack and confiscated it. There were no injuries. Two students were arrested and transported to jail. A third student who was involved was released into the custody of a parent. A Kansas Senate committee studying government efficiency is considering the use of artificial intelligence to detect waste and abuse. Zane Irwin has more.
The idea is to use AI for things like processing payments and detecting fraud in Medicaid or unemployment claims. Rob Cohen is a representative from Accenture, a global tech consulting firm. He told Kansas lawmakers that new technology could also help the state get reimbursed faster for money spent on natural disasters.
AI can crank through thousands and thousands and thousands of items on an invoice in hours versus weeks and months, which it takes humans.
But lawmakers raised concerns about data privacy and mistakes made by AI. Committee members said they want to continue studying how other state governments use AI. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas lawmakers say they intend to reverse budget cuts made to the state schools for the blind and deaf. Earlier this year, lawmakers imposed a 1.5% budget cut across several state agencies. That included the schools for the blind and deaf, which lost more than $300,000 from their budgets. KSNT reports some lawmakers didn't realize the schools would be included in those cuts and now want to undo them. The corn harvest in Kansas is off to a slow start. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports just 2% of corn has been harvested so far. That's down 11% compared to this time last year. KSNT reports this year's harvest has been hampered by recent rains and cooler than usual weather. The Trump administration will send $5.7 million in emergency aid to Kansas following a request submitted by the entire Kansas congressional delegation. In early June, severe storms, straight-line winds, tornadoes, and flooding ravaged several Kansas communities. The federal funds will also be used for hazard mitigation projects across the state. Earlier in the year, the Trump administration also provided $6.7 million in disaster relief in response to a tornado outbreak. Weather forecast for the KPR listening area today, mostly sunny, warm, even hot. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. In Lawrence right now, it's mostly sunny, 68 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 70 degrees. Manhattan, partly cloudy, 72 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. From KPR News in Lawrence, I'm Matthew Algio.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, many of the Justice Department lawyers who had prosecuted January 6th cases were fired earlier this year.
It feels surreal to see us as civil servants being cast aside.
Now, several of those attorneys have found their way back to public service in Virginia. We'll hear that story in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from Ashley Davis announcing the release of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at libertyhall.net. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown this morning, The Hilarity Rag by James Scott for piano, plus Saga of the Prairies by Aaron Copland, and after 11, all kinds of chant, Anglican chant, Arabian chant, even Aeolian chant, when John Williams' guitarist plays John Williams' composer. The Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees, 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR.
That is actor Michael McKean and director Rob Reiner. Their new film is Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Rob, Michael, thank you.
Thanks for having us. Big bottom, drive me out of my mind. How could I leave this
behind? This is NPR News.
Listen to be immersed.
Some Salvadorian rum. Some horchata.
Listen to be transported.
After a 3-hour flight, you land in Guantanamo.
Flight attendants prepare for arrival.
Listen to get perspective.
And if that's what mattered, what didn't matter? What was just noise?
Listen to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can listen to All Things Considered at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 94 degrees. It's 8:30.
The Israeli strike on Qatar shocked the world.
It was an alarming escalation, especially since it targeted individuals who were reportedly gathered to discuss the latest U.S. proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza.
U.S. Ambassador Dorothy Shea says Qatar has been working very hard and very bravely to broker peace, and she says the unilateral bombing does not advance Israeli or U.S. goals, but she tried to keep the focus on Hamas, calling on them to release all the hostages they've held for nearly 2 years. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Lawrence School District and negotiators representing support staff have reached an agreement on a new hourly wage. Support staff include custodians, cafeteria workers, secretaries, and others who keep the schools running. The Lawrence Times reports the workers have accepted a $1 hourly raise. The district's original offer was 54 cents. Some workers will see even larger raises. The agreement also bumps up the lowest-paid support staff to the next highest level on the salary schedule. Two men have been arrested after scamming an elderly Kansas couple out of $120,000. According to the Saline County Sheriff's Department, the scammers pretended to be federal agents. The men told the couple their identities had been stolen and were being used to launder money. They demanded the couple pay $80,000 to cover non-existent court costs. After the couple made a second payment of $40,000, family members became suspicious and contacted the sheriff's office. The Junction City Post reports the two scammers were arrested after they showed up to collect another payment from the couple. A rematch of Super Bowl 59 is on tap Sunday afternoon when the Philadelphia Eagles visit Arrowhead Stadium to play the Kansas City Chiefs. Greg Eklund has a preview.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has reviewed the video from last season's 40-22 Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. At this point, he says it's more informational than emotional.
They played hard and did a great job of disrupting my timing, and so I have to learn from that, find ways to get the ball out of my hand, and then when the opportunities are there, I think that's something I did miss early in the game, is there was opportunities to make plays, and you got to make those plays, because if you don't, they're not going to allow those opportunities again.
The Eagles won their season opener at home against Dallas. The Chiefs are looking to rebound after their loss in Brazil against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kickoff time for the Chiefs' home opener is 3:25 Sunday afternoon.
I'm Greg Eckler.
Weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures near 94 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows only around 70. Outlook for the weekend, Saturday, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Avalara.
Count shopliftings at the Pentagon City Mall. But I've also had to deal with some victims that had some very traumatic things happen to them as well.
In time, Carolyn Jackson joined the office in Virginia, too. Then Isha Yasevich. Finally came Jennifer Blackwell. Blackwell served in the U.S. Justice Department for 20 years. She managed many young attorneys. Watching them leave was one of the hardest days in her career.
And not being able to protect them from what was ultimately coming or to assist them in their efforts in looking for work was really traumatizing.
These four women now meet for lunch most days, bonded by the trauma of leaving a job they loved. Carolyn Jackson says she can't control what's happening inside the Justice Department now, but she says,
we can do good here. We can get through some dark times and some scary times if everybody focuses on doing the good that they can.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead on Morning Edition, Texas is seeing an explosion of cases of typhus, a disease that, if untreated, can be fatal. Typhus was almost eradicated from the United States, but now it's making a comeback. We'll hear more about that in 10 minutes. Royals got beat by the Guardians in Cleveland last night, 3-2. They move on to Philadelphia to open a weekend series against the Phillies tonight. First pitch, 5:45. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, hot. High temperatures this afternoon near 94 degrees. Maybe one final taste of summer. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 70. The weekend's hot, too. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91. In Lawrence at the moment, we have mostly sunny skies, 70 degrees. Topeka reporting partly cloudy skies and 72 degrees. The time is 8:44.
PR News. Support for Planet Money comes from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers, dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you are listening to Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Brown. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, after the noon news, a few French classics, including Waldteufel's Waltz, Rain of Diamonds. Then enjoy the Melos Ensemble of London with a Beethoven sextet. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. And if you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. National Weather Service says we can expect mostly sunny skies today and high temperatures near 94 degrees. South wind 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 25, so it will be a bit breezy today. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 70 degrees. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 95. Sunday partly sunny with a high near 91. Looking ahead into next week, Monday's mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tuesday's mostly sunny with a high near 91. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly sunny, 70 degrees, Topeka partly cloudy and 72. It's 9 minutes before nine. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is next. On KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Got another shot of summer this weekend. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 94. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 70. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 95. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 91. Those temperatures hold into the week, too, into next week. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. So summer's not leaving yet. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 74 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 74. Manhattan reporting sunny skies and 76 degrees. Junction City, mostly sunny and 76. It's a minute after 9.
Live from